Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Greetings from Greenville once again.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, let's start off with manufacturing. A new study shows that U.S. manufacturing has become more productive but less labor-intensive, and that includes South Carolina. The report revealed that the state saw a 21% decrease in manufacturing jobs from 2020 to 2024, while its real manufacturing GDP grew by 36%. South Carolina shed over 71,000 manufacturing jobs during that time frame. In 2020, manufacturing accounted for 22% of the state's workforce, but in 2024, that had dropped to 14%. Overall, the state ranks 25th in the U.S. in percentage change in manufacturing employment. And Mike, this report is from ETQ. It's a quality management platform for the manufacturing sector, and they analyze data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Bureau of Economic Analysis. So that one was kind of an eye-popper when I opened that one up.
Yeah. So what's the explanation here? Have you dug into this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the most obvious reason is that manufacturing has become so much more automated over the years. You know, technology is playing a big factor in artificial intelligence, and then you add a little bit of offshoring to that, and it kind of explains the discrepancy.
Okay, and so I guess some of the new factories that are coming online over the next year or two should bring that number back up, I guess.
You would think so. Back to your grandfather's manufacturing. <Yeah. laughs> A lot of these jobs are opening up.
All right, so tell us, what else do you see?
Yeah, let's stick with manufacturing, but move to the low country. Ladson Company is the fastest growing manufacturer in the U.S. in terms of revenue. That's according to the latest Inc. 5000 rankings. R2P Innovations, which manufactures bulletproof doors, has grown nearly 20,000% from 2021 to 2024. That puts it atop the manufacturing sector nationwide and number 5 overall in Inc.'s rankings. In total, 56 South Carolina companies made the prestigious list.
Okay, so that's some good news on the manufacturing sector. What else is happening?
That's right. Yeah, moving on down the road, the South Carolina Department of Transportation has broken ground on an $825 million Interstate 95 widening and improvement project in Jasper County. This is expected to accommodate growth in the Lowcountry with improved interchanges and bridges, and it's also including a new bridge over the Savannah River.
All right, that's good news. So send us some more good news. Where are we going next?
Yeah, here we go. Moving up to the Midlands and back to manufacturing. GE Appliances plan to invest $3 billion over the next 5 years on American production facilities, includes new products at its Camden facility, and 100% growth of the Camden workforce. The company said it would add electric water heaters and a hybrid heat pump water heater to its production line. GE Appliances employs almost 250 people in South Carolina, most of them in Camden, and the rest at a distribution center in Greenville. So more jobs coming to the Midlands. But there's some interesting things happening on the commercial real estate property front in the Midlands. Collier's latest industrial report noted that competition from residential builders for high-quality industrial sites presents a growing midterm challenge, particularly in the I-77 corridor and around UPS and FedEx freight hubs at Columbia Metropolitan Airport. I found that super interesting. The pressure driven by the demands of a rapidly growing workforce and the need for housing has removed multiple rail-adjacent utility-served sites from inventory over the past 2 years, Collier says, and it has increased developers' urgency in securing future industrial land.
So rail-adjacent, so residential home builders think they can sell homes along railways?
I guess so. Rail usually means closer to like highways, right? Transportation. So you got to get closer to the highway when you build these houses, right?
All right, Jason, we've got time for one more. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, let's wrap it up in the upstate. Residents in the Clemson Central Pendleton area will soon have easier access to health care. AnMed has broken ground on a $105 million plan for a new health care campus near Central. The 105,000-square-foot facility will provide the only emergency department in Clemson or Central. and operate around the clock with critical care available 24 hours a day, year round. So much needed services coming to that area. The campus is projected to open in spring of 2027.
Well, Jason, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.